With the help of Hashem, we learn today's Perek Rambam, the 10th chapter of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Rambam opens up in Halacha Aleph, Ein Koresin Bris Lo'ovdei Avodah Zarah, that we may not draw up a covenant with idolaters. Parenthetically, that this text in the Rambam is something that we have found in the Oxford manuscript, which, by the way, we know was checked over and signed by the Rambam himself. Originally, Halacha Aleph opened up by saying that Ein Koiris and Bris to the seven nations. And we're speaking about the seven nations that lived in Eretz Canaan before Yeshua and our grandparents entered and conquered the land from them. And the Rambam says, what does it mean we're not allowed to draw up a peace agreement between us? That means a peace agreement would mean that they can remain where they are and they can continue to serve Avodah Zarah. So that's something that we're not allowed to do. And what's the source of this halacha? So the Rambam quotes a pasuk that we have in Vo'eschanon, which is Devarim Zayin pasuk beis, where the Torah writes, Lo yisichrois lehem bris. Do not draw up a covenant with them. Don't give them grace. Meaning, the way that Rambam understands, don't allow them to live in a way where they continue to serve Avodah Zarah. Now, there's a beautiful sicha in Lekutei Sichos Chelek Chaf Aleph on page 227, where the Rebbe points out that there is a machlokes between Rashi and Rambam. In other words, when we will learn Shitas Rashi, we will better appreciate when we make now the contrast to understand the Shita of the Rambam. Rashi, when Rashi reads the pasuk in Vo'eschanon, that Hashem is telling us that we may not draw out a covenant, Rashi understands that this negative commandment is only with the nations that were living in the Holy Land during the time of our entry. And furthermore, as the Rebbe points out, that way back in the Chumash, in Shmois, in the portion of Kisisa, Shmois Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Beis, where the Torah there is foretelling, Hashem is telling us, that Vishalachti Lefanecha Malach, and through which we will expel from the land. And listen to what it says in the Pasuk, the Knani, the Emoiri, the Chiti, the Prizi, the Chivi, the Yevusi. End of Pasuk. That Pasuk does not mention the seven nations, it only mentions six of the seven. Rashi actually brings down that which we find in Yerushalmi, that the nation of the Girgashim, on their own, they left Eretz Canaan and they went to Africa. And the Rebbe explains that the sheet of Rashi is that since the Girgashim were not in the Holy Land when we entered, this negative commandment from Vo'eschanon, the commandment of Lo yisichrois lehem bris, did not apply to them at all. And that's the opening of today's Rambam, where Rambam makes it clear, not like Rashi. This commandment of not drawing a covenant with Oivdei Avodah Zarah, which is the real Nusach, is not only to the nations that happened to be in Eretz Yisrael when we entered. It's to all of the seven nations at all times and in all places. And now we have even this updated version. We are never allowed to draw a covenant with any nation if the terms of the peace agreement would lead to allowing Goyim continuing to serving Avodah Zarah. And this is so aligned with the Shita of the Rambam, as we learned at the end of the Yad HaChazaka, by Hilchos Malachim, that we, the Jewish people, are obligated to spread and to inspire and to inform to all the nations of the world that they are obligated to keep all of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, because so God commands them to keep. And that obligation that we have amongst the Goyim is going to come to its fruition through Melech HaMoshiach, in the Yemais HaMoshiach. So therefore, it makes sense that this is not related only to the nations that were in the Holy Land. No matter whom, no matter where, and no matter when, we have an obligation in the positive to make sure that no one in the world continues to serve idol worship. And if making a peace agreement will allow them to continue in that erroneous practice, we are not allowed to engage in such an agreement based on this negative commandment of Lo yisichrois lehem bris.